outside the gate. Outside is telling enough. Outside the gate. Verse 14. For here, say here, 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 I have no continuing city. I'm not meant for here. I got to move. Look at somebody and say, do you have any packing peanuts? Do you have any cardboard boxes? Do you have a pickup truck? I'm going to the book of Hebrews. The book of Hebrews. And I'm going to chapter number 13 because I don't believe in luck. So I'm going to chapter 13. I want to talk to you from a text I've never preached from to my knowledge in 50 years. But God blew it up in my belly this week, and here it is. Therefore, Jesus also, that he might sanctify, what does the word sanctify tell us? Set apart for a specific purpose in a specific season. Say, this is a specific, say it. This is a specific moment for a specific group of people. Hallelujah. And just throw both hands up and shout, and I'm going to be right in the middle of it. Say, God is about to do a thing right up in here, and I'm going to be right in the middle of it. Therefore, also, so that he might sanctify us. How? With his own blood. What does that mean? It cannot fail. This is not maybe so. This not hope so. This not someday in the sweet by and by. This is not the someday syndrome. This is for us. It's for now. In this season, from our God, somebody throw your hands up and say, let the fire fall. Somebody's about to give birth to a miracle you didn't even know you were pregnant with, and it's coming this week. Shove somebody and tell them I felt my water break. I said, shove somebody else and wake them up and say, my water just broke. My miracle is in the birth canal. And with a mighty push of a shout of praise, it comes. It came all the way down. Down into your filth, down into your degradation, down into your sin, down into your iniquity, down into your rebellious heart. Down he came, all the way down. He left everything. He left his father. He left the angels. He left omnipotence. He left omniscience. He left omnipresence. He came on purpose. Now then, he's been beaten like a dog. Worse, he endured more than any mortal could have endured. Somebody asked the silly question of me once, was Jesus ever afraid? Well, you would have the answer if you had a Bible. Oh, I thought you had one. In that garden, underneath the full light of a Passover moon, he's there, writhing in his own blood, praying. Oh, we prayed, Pastor. I mean, we've hit 15 minutes hard. There he prayed all night until the capillaries in his face burst and prematurely poured out his spotless blood. He said, I am fearful unto death. Those were his words. I am fearful unto death. Think about it. He was not afraid of that cross. He was not afraid of the 4-inch iron spikes, 4 of them, about to be thrust through sinew and bone and crash into an olive wood cross and impale him there. He was not afraid of that. He was afraid his purpose would be interrupted. He said to his father, I didn't come this far to fail. He was fearful that he'd never make it out of that garden to get to that cross. For this purpose was the Son of God manifested, that he might annihilate, cause to cease to be as though they never existed, all the works of the devil. Every torment in your life, every sickness, every disease, malady, malfunction, every infirmity, every arguing spirit, every lying devil, every tempting spirit. He said, I'm here on purpose. So there he went, all the way to Golgotha's craggy hill, the place of skulls. I've been there many, many, many times. I've been there. And what gained my attention was not that particular scene, but what lay just beyond it. A golden, shimmering city, Jerusalem. The exact geographic center of this crusty people planet. There it is. Shimmering like a diamond on a velvet couch. This verse says that he suffered, outside the gate. Say, Jesus had to move. Here he comes. Not inside the city. There hangs the Prince of Heaven on the middle cross. Where is he looking? He's looking through the sealed gate of Jerusalem. And while he hung there, he was imagining when that gate was going to burst wide open. Imagine. He must have looked across that valley and up onto Temple Mount and saw that gate and said, old gate, here I come. But he had to be crucified outside the city. He was not crucified in Bethlehem of his birth. No. He was not crucified in Nazareth, his boyhood home. He was not even crucified in Jerusalem. He had to move outside the gate. There he suffered. There he bled. There he died. Bleeding by which the very veins of God himself were emptied. On purpose. For you who make tracks of his blood upon your feet as you reject him. At one point, he looked up to his father. Ele, ele, lama sabachthani. A shout. Declaring, I got to move. I was meant for this, but this is not the end of my story. I've got some more traveling to do. I got to move. I got to move. I got to move. Back to my text, please. Outside the gate, next verse. Therefore, let us go forth to him. Whoa, 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 whoa. Where? Out, thank you. Where? Outside the gate. Outside is telling enough. Outside the gate. Verse 14. For here, say here. 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 I have no continuing city. I'm not meant for here. I got to move. Look at somebody and say, do you have any packing peanuts? Do you have any cardboard boxes? Do you have a pickup truck? Now look back at him and say, why you need that? Say, oh, I forgot. You got any duct tape? Why do you need it? Because I'm about to move. I'm picking up stakes. I wasn't meant to stay here. This is not my home. This trouble I'm in is not my home. This sickness in my body is not unto death. This trouble in my mind is about to vacate the premises. I got to move. Some of you look contented to stay where you are. You know who you remind me of? Pharaoh. Moses brought plague after plague after plague. Ask Pharaoh, you gonna let him go yet? No. Finally, he sent those frogs. You know, a frog, I'm sorry if you love them, they're a demonic symbol. The frog was loosed upon Egypt. They were everywhere, in their pots and pans, in their cupboards, in their bloomers. They were everywhere. You couldn't get away from them. And Moses said, Pharaoh, I can take care of this for you. Let the Israelites go. And you know what knuckle-headed Pharaoh said? He said, give me just one more night with these frogs. That's the way so-called believers are. I'd like to believe for it today, but it's easier to believe for it someday. No! Someday never comes. Today is the day of total, absolute deliverance, freedom, joy, peace, healing, salvation. Look at somebody and say, I got to move. I have no continuing city. Here's what he was saying. Wherever you are in your journey is not your destination.
Well, now there are things that I do not know, that's for sure. But one thing I know for an absolute assurance, this book is eternal. The words on its 1,166 pages, Jesus said, our spirit, and therefore they are life. God's will, his purpose for your life, all of it is clearly displayed on the pages of your Bible and mine. Every single word is important. There's nothing extra added just to, you know, fill out the line or take up space. Much as God did not create human persons just to take up space, Nehemiah, in the book by his name, chapter number 8, verse number 10, records eternal truths for this glorious and joyful season that we're all celebrating right now. Now, pay careful attention to each word. God said, go, eat the fat. Don't do too much of that. Drink the sweet, but do not forget to send portions for those whom nothing has been prepared. When you do, God promises that his joy will become your strength. For multiplied millions living in the Horn of Africa, their strength is almost gone. It's been depleted by war and by strife, by droughts and by horrendous flooding. It's all left their tables empty of anything nourishing for food. Verifiable genocide. That's right. Genocide in Sudan has forced thousands and thousands of mothers and their young children to flee away from their homes, crawling on their hands and knees under the darkness of night to then cross the barren, dry desert, just searching for the faint hope of nothing but just a better life. Simply, just the most basic of necessities of life. Now, our minds find that hard to grasp, that they're searching in a barren desert for anything to feed their babies so they can live another day. But this is the reality. Reality is that during this festive, celebratory holiday season, right now, over 47 million people across the Horn of Africa are facing life-threatening hunger. But there's hope. There's always hope. And that hope has your name on it right now. The compassionate arm of missions outreach called Bridge of Hope from our ministry has received a generous $50,000 21-day matching mercy challenge. That means every dollar, every single dollar you give today, and I believe you will be doubled, every dollar, up to $50,000 total. You and I, we can reach twice as many hurting, desperate, dying families. You know, every gift is always so deeply appreciated, and your gift will help save lives. I can't stress it more powerfully. For example, your gift today of only $48, think about that, $48 during this holiday season will double and feed 16 hungry children and their families for an entire month. Think of it, $48. You can become a miracle maker for 16 children today for just $48. $96, less than $100, can rescue an entire classroom, 32 children and their families also. Help Bridge of Hope reach its goal, won't you? Help me today. Our goal is 150,000 meals between right now and Christmas Day. Now, you know how close that is from now to Christmas Day. You know, we are commanded by God to help the stranger, to minister to the orphan, to take care of the widow. So let's all make sure they receive emergency food, clean water, and so much more. You can do it. Just call day or night. As always, like mine, your phone is right there. You can also give securely at rodparsley.com or just rush. Let me underline, rush your check to me in the mail, but please, for their sake, do it today. So many, many families are running out of time. Time is of the essence. They may not make it to Christmas Day without our help. So please, hear the voice within mine, the voice of Jesus. Answer his call and be the light of Christmas for dying and desperate souls this holiday season. On their behalf, thank you.
This holiday season, your generous Bridge of Hope gift can be a lifeline, offering the true gift of life to families in desperate need. Right now, genocidal violence in Sudan is reaching a critical point. Our Christian brothers and sisters are being targeted, and entire communities are fleeing for their lives. Tens of thousands of families, many with young children, are escaping under the cover of night in search of safety and freedom. Satellite surveillance confirms what cannot be hidden. The desert sands are stained with the blood of the innocent. But your compassion can shine through this darkness. Your support today will provide life-sustaining food, clean water, and emergency aid to those who need it most. It's a powerful way to reflect Christ's love and bring hope where it's needed most. Will you stand in the gap this holiday season? Your gift can be the bridge to hope. The 21 Days of Mercy $50,000 matching challenge means your gift will be doubled in impact. $48 doubles to feed 16 children and their families for a month. Step up and give $96 and 32 children will be fed. Our goal is to provide 150,000 meals this Christmas. Call day or night. Give safely at rodparsley.com or write today. 2.3 million throughout the Horn of Africa are in a severe hunger emergency. A very special Bridge of Hope gift of $384 will help save the lives of 128 children. Every meal you provide saves lives and helps spread the gospel around the world through our expanding Breakthrough Media platforms. This 21-day matching challenge ends very soon. God will surely take note of your holiday gift to feed the helpless for whom nothing has been prepared.
Your destiny centers on being a true world changer. It requires access to a specific anointing coupled with superior education. Being a student at Valor Christian College imparts you with the spiritual legacy of Howard Carter, Smith Wigglesworth, Dr. Lester Sumrall, and our founder, Dr. Rod Parsley.
Call the number on your screen or visit valorcollege.edu. Enroll today. Valor Christian College, where world changers are made.
I wish to thank you from the bottom of my heart very, very much for your wonderful, generous, Christ-like support of our Bridge of Hope missions outreaches in 2025. Your Christ-like action, your heart of compassion has helped us provide hope to precious children and families facing dire challenges. I pray that the Christ of Christmas himself will bless you, bless your home, your families with joy from heaven itself. May it spring forth like a mighty rushing river in your life. The salvation of the righteous is from the Lord. He is our refuge and our strength. I pray you'll make some time this week to be blessed by the Rod Parsley podcast. It's brand new. You're going to really enjoy it. We've never had so much of an outcry of support as we have for this podcast. New episodes are available every week wherever you get your podcasts. And don't forget, all my other social media ministry outlets to you 24 hours a day. Jump on there, like it, follow us, and let's get strong together in the Lord. I'll see you next time where I'm always right here on your international broadcast, a breakthrough that you make possible.
New ministry content drops every Tuesday with the Rod Parsley Podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts.